Good morning, welcome to the Minnesota Senate Commerce and Consumer Protection Committee. Today is Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. We do not yet have a quorum, I will announce when we do. Before us this morning is Senate File 3193, Senator McEwen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Senator McEwen, welcome to the committee, Senate File 3193.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, members. I'm very pleased to present Senate File 3193. And with me today, this is actually the Workers' Comp Advisory Committee or Advisory Committee bill. And I'm pleased to have with me this morning John Kelly, who is going to walk us through this commerce portion of the bill.
Welcome to the committee, Mr. Kelly. Please introduce yourself and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. For the record, John Kelly, Director of Government Affairs for the Minnesota Department of Commerce. Before you today is the current Workers' Compensation Advisory Council bill, which contains the department's proposal to make updates to Minnesota Chapter 79A, which relates to workers' comp self-insurance. This bill holistically addresses some interrelated issues affecting workers' compensation self-insurers. Minnesota Chapter 79A currently states that if a self-insured employer files Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition, Commerce must call the employer's security deposit and transfer the deposit and work comp obligations to SISF. Current statutes are mandatory and do not consider whether an employer is still taking care of its workers and paying workers' compensation claims. In order to protect workers, in several cases where a private self-insurer is subject to a Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition but has not failed to pay its workers' compensation obligations under Chapter 176 and is committed to continue paying workers' claims, the department has elected to not call the insurer's security and transfer it along with the claim obligations to SISF. Generally, this has been done to avoid harm to injured workers whose claims are continuing to be paid by the bankrupt self-insurer in a timely manner. This bill would grant Commerce the authority to exercise that discretion by monitoring an employer subject to Chapter 11 petition who continues to process and pay workers' compensation claims. This bill will also require self-insured employers to affirmatively give notice to Commerce when they file a Chapter 11. It requires the self-insurer to have an initial meet and confer with Commerce and SISF within 30 days of filing for bankruptcy and to gain additional information about the self-insurer's financial condition and plans and determine if the security should be called or not. Additional meet and confers can occur during the bankruptcy proceeding as needed. During the meet and confer, SISF would be allowed to inspect the self-insurer's most recently filed actuarial report and current security amount required by Commerce, which in conjunction with SISF's recent amendments to its bylaws giving it access to additional financial information from its members, will keep SISF better informed about the private insurer's financial status. This bill also requires a check-in between the Department of Labor and Industry and Commerce regarding Chapter 11 private self-insurer's payment of workers' compensation obligations under Chapter 176. The department worked collaboratively with the self-insurer's security fund as well as the NWCIA and the Builders Group, and we have reached a peace in the valley on this one, and we think it's a very important and timely update to workers' comp self-insurance laws so that we can better protect workers, and would appreciate the committee's support.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. Members, of quorum is present. Questions or comments from the committee? Senator Duckworth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just some simple questions. Just curious, Mr. Kelly, you know, what the impetus for the bill was. Was this an issue that was kind of pervasive in the state, or are we just trying to be proactive and address this if it were to become an issue in the future?
Mr. Kelly.
Mr. Chair, Senator Duckworth, the issue came from SISF. They were wanting to see the security, the posted security amount, and due to Minnesota data practices laws, we were not able to share that with them. They wanted to have a better understanding of their situation on the ground. So when we started looking at that particular issue, we took an entire look at this part of 79A, and we thought the whole thing could use a refresh and kind of, you know, bankruptcy laws has become more complex and the statute had not been updated in a while, and we thought this was a way to kind of kill a couple of birds with one stone here. Update the statute, give the department the flexibility to allow the employer to keep paying workers if they're paying workers, and also create a process where SISF can see the posted security, can understand the situation that they're in and make preparations if they need to, but not violate Minnesota data practices laws and protect the employer data.
Thank you.
Other questions or comments from the committee? I think the plan is to send this to labor.
Yes.
So with that, Senator Rasmussen will move, or do you have a question? Or no, Senator Rasmussen will move that Senate File 3193 be recommended to pass and sent to the Committee on Labor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much, Senator McEwen.
This Thank committee you is very adjourned. Much, members. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Very much. Yeah, thank you.